Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. Got a couple people who are going to be out at West Mountain this weekend in Utah. The course looks awesome. If you're a Ride with GPS person, ridewithgps.com/routes/318-730-56. Try and tell me you don't want to go ride this course. It's a long drag from mile 4 to about 9.5, which it gets steeper towards the top, flattens out, then like a 4-mile descent into what looks to be like a power climb, flat on a, it might be a crested butte. Is that the right geographical, topographical name? Super, what looks to be like steep, maybe interesting downhill, across, coming up on the lake, which is Utah Lake. Hit a little valley, go over a power climb, couple rollers, and then it's like this little lumpy finish, and then you do it all over again if you're a Cat 4. So, you know, race recon. This is good to talk about because, you know, new racers or even more experienced people, we want to look at the big things that stand out. And so it's like, okay, obviously you need to be near the front on this long drag if a dangerous move goes up the road and you're trying to be opportunistic and get into it. That second kicker before the crested butte that we're talking about, things might break up there. I just looked on weather.com and it looks like the wind usually comes up over the lake from the northwest, which would be like the second half of the course. So those lumpy rollers might be more vicious than you suspect on paper. If there's 20 mile an hour winds and someone's hitting it up a 5% grade, that can definitely create a gap and people can get away, especially if it's a big group and the group isn't like on it right away. And let's say 7 people roll, then they turn the corner at the finish line and they're like a straight shot with a cross tailwind, they are gone. And now it's a race most likely up that big climb, whittles the group down, and you know, I could see like a 3-up sprint by the end of the day. What I had said to this person was, you know, be near the front, but not on the front. And that's something that we've all heard a million times. I think it gets lost in translation sometimes that you might need to spend a little minor match to be near the front. You might need to burn a bigger match to be near the front, depending on the size of the group, depending on how windy it is. But sometimes the matches that you spend are not always on the biggest efforts of the day, thinking like, oh, I'm saving all my matches for those 2 climbs, because you might need to light a little match so that you can light another match to be in the right position to fend for an opportunity to be with the lead group. I hope that comes across correctly. I guess said differently, if you're like, ah, I'm not going to waste this match because I got to wait for the climb, and you're in the middle of the pack and 7 people roll off the front, like you clearly needed to use a little bit of a match to be up there so that you could light the match to try and be with those 7 riders. The other thing is I said, you know, be able to follow moves that look dangerous, but you're never up there pulling people along. And I said, you know, I'm thinking if this guy reads the email, he might be thinking, what the hell does a dangerous move look like? This is one of those things that you will learn. It'll become part of your sixth sense. That's a tricky word. That's a tongue twister. Sixth sense. Say that 6 times fast. That you just got to go race, 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 race. And you get those feelings. I really think while group rides are good for learning the bike race dance and learning how people move and react, it's the same course over and over again. The added difference about this race, I mean, this guy's from Nevada. He's going to race in Utah. He's not going to know everybody. He's not going to know all the surroundings. He's not going to be super familiar with the course for the most part. The more you race, it's really hard to describe. It's like the more you race, the better you get at just sensing how people are racing the race. You're like, dude, that's so, I don't think the word is esoteric. It's so like kind of ambiguous, but it's just, I relate back to this podcast where they were talking about how athletes who, some of the best athletes in the world, they started looking at like their backgrounds, and the more and more they delved into it, athletes at the highest level were athletes in many sports, and they would cross over skills into their best sport. I think one thing that has proved to be a big benefit for myself is, even though I'm only 6'5", I was one of the bigger dudes on my basketball team for a long time, and I was forced to be a center. And as a center, everyone knows court awareness is super important. You're constantly wondering, are you up at the elbow? Are you, you know, do you have to watch people at the baseline? You have to watch people cutting not only through your area, but behind you. You are dead set in the middle and sort of need eyes all over the place. And it's one thing that my coach really helped me work on, is understanding how to position myself to see the full court and to literally see behind you. It has proven to be super valuable, like just second nature skill, to always be analyzing who's moving where, what's going on, where. Like, I'm never just, even if you're looking forward, you're checking your sides, you're feeling the Peloton, you're knowing what's happening. You're, you know, it's like it just got ingrained through high school. Like, if someone was cutting through behind the lane, like, I knew it. You just do. You learn these things. You're only gonna, unless you played basketball or a center, you're gonna learn that in a race if you're trying to pick up on those things. You'll learn what a dangerous move looks like. Sometimes you'll guess wrong. Sometimes, you know, you don't get that gamble always dead on correctly, but it's something to be thinking of. And that's why I tell people, have a race journal, put it in your bag. Like, sure, you can make a note on your phone, but when you physically see the race journal there, you pick up your phone, there's your partner just called you, you have your calendar, there's all these other things. When you look and you're in your car, you're after the race, and you're like, oh, my race journal, I need to write down 3 bullet points of things I learned, or things that went wrong, or things that went well, or things I would change, or what did I eat? Just start writing stuff down. You'll find the right cadence, no pun intended, of what becomes valuable. And if you're a super digital person, write it down, then go home, take a picture, and like, you know, however you collect digital files, whether it's Photo Genius or Fax Genius or iPhotos or whatever, and just keep a running tally. Or even a note with pictures is really good if you're using an Apple phone, and I'm sure there's a notes in Droid phones. But anyways, without getting too verbose and trying to keep these under 10 minutes, look at the course, look at the weather, look at the wind, look at the hitters, look and try and find out as much as you can. But remember, it's the sneaky people that get away in a bike race. So be aware the entire time. There's a twisty, turny downhill, and you think no one's gonna get away there? Somebody might get away there. Always alert, always sensing what's going on, having court awareness. You are now Shaquille O'Neal on a bicycle. Don't let someone come in your house. Gotta Dikembe Mutombo them. And that's what we're gonna wrap up with. Good luck at the races this weekend. I will be posting some podcasts from my first bike race. Getting a little anxious and trying to remind myself it's just the first race of the year. We'll learn a lot. It's a good litmus test, see where I'm at. It's a weird year though. It's like, it's April and I'm going to my first race. This is usually like January or February. So, excited, lots of emotions, but really honestly, more excited to see my friends and not wear a mask because we're vaccinated, and still gonna wear a mask in public places, but can see familial type friends without one. All right, 10 minutes or less, go get it, crush it. Good luck with your training this week. See you, bye.